Welcome to this podcast on why Jews agree with the idea of ending the philosophy of Zionism in order for Jewish people to prosper and to be safe for the future of our planet. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And obviously, this is a controversial podcast in the minds of some, mostly the Zionists, who don't want anybody to criticize their philosophy, which is rooted in ethnic supremacy and genocide. But most Jews disagree with this philosophy of Zionism. And this is why a significant portion of the protesters on campus, you know, across the U.S. universities and colleges and so on, a significant portion, in some cases more than half, of the protesters are Jewish. And this is why a prominent Jewish American, by the way, from the Department of Interior, who worked on the Joe Biden campaign, who worked with Kamala Harris, she recently resigned and said she just cannot, in good conscience, work for this administration that has blood on its hands because it is complicit in the ongoing genocide against innocent people. And this woman, who deserves praise for her courage, she is, of course, Jewish. She's a Jewish American. And she said that one of the most important lessons that she's learned as a Jewish American is the sanctity of human life. If you're Jewish, you value humanity. And if you're honest about your faith, whether it's Judaism or Catholicism or Christianity or what have you, then you place equal value on all human lives, including the lives of Palestinians or any other ethnic group or any other geographic group of people. But Zionism doesn't do that. Zionism says that there's one group of people who are granted the authority by God to rule over all other people and even to exterminate other people and to take their land, to steal their resources, such as during the Nakba. And since then, by the way, 76 years of essentially Zionist terrorism against the Palestinian people. And that's not hyperbole. That's not an exaggeration. That is an accurate description of what the Zionists have done to the native people there, the indigenous people, you could say, of what is generally considered to be Palestine. Now, most Jewish people around the world agree with what I'm saying here. Now, just to be clear, I am not Jewish, and I don't claim to speak for all Jewish people, obviously. But I've noticed so many Jewish people agreeing with what I'm saying here, and more importantly, pointing out that for Jewish people to prosper for the future of our world, it's critical that the Jewish people are perceived as people who are willing to live in peace with others. And most Jewish people are exactly that way, at least in my observations and experience, is they make good neighbors, good people, good business associates, and so on. And they don't want to just kill everybody around them who's different, and they don't want to just rule over everybody around them. Most Jewish people are good people. It's the Zionists who are these genocidal mass murderers and power-hungry and always self-victimizing groups of people who claim that they alone have been granted the right by God to rule the world, and they demand everybody bow down obediently to their demands, which is not acceptable. That's not how you live in peace and harmony in our world. You have to learn to get along with other people if you hope to have a future as a nation or as an ethnic group, and so on. And by the way, the simple test for this is imagine any other group behaving the way that Israel behaves today. I mean, imagine if a bunch of, let's say, white nationalist Germans behaved this way and said that, well, God ordained them to rule over the world and they get to kill everybody around them and they consider everybody else to be subhumans. Well, you don't have to imagine. We already saw that in history. That was the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. It was the Holocaust, and it was an atrocity against humanity. But today we have another atrocity, although not on as large a scale, but another atrocity being carried out by the Zionists in Israel against the Palestinian people. And just because the history of Israel demonstrated the suffering of the Jewish people in Europe, that does not justify carrying out ethnic cleansing and genocide against other people today in 2024. Now, some very small-minded people accuse me of somehow being anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish. That's nonsense. That's just lazy thinking. That's dishonest thinking. In no way am I anti-Semitic. And by the way, Semites include the Palestinian people and Arab people. And I mean, anti-Semitic doesn't mean that just that you're opposed to Jewish people or Zionist people. It's a much broader definition. And I'm opposed to no group of people except evil people. So not anti-Semitic at all, and certainly not anti-Jewish. I believe in the divinity of human life. I believe in the sanctity of every human being. I believe that a Jewish person is a reflection of the creation of God, just like a Christian person or a Buddhist person, or if you talk about skin colors, a black person, a white person, an Asian person, a Hispanic person. I believe that all human life has dignity. And that's why I'm opposed to Zionism, because Zionism is Satanism. Zionism is a destructive satanic cult of power-hungry lunatics who do not respect human life. So by definition, if you respect human life, you have to be opposed to Zionism, the philosophy. That does not make you opposed to the Jewish people. In fact, it makes you in alignment with most Jewish people, especially those who are protesting this genocidal, you know, ethnic cleansing, bombing of Palestinians and women and children to the tune of, at least as we know now, 35,000 dead civilians in Gaza. And of course, Israel says, oh no, that's not true. They're not dead civilians. They're dead terrorists. That's basically what Israel says, that their bombing was justified because they killed mostly just terrorists, they claim. Well, that's absurd. It's like bombing a city and then claiming that half the dead were just terrorists and therefore it's okay. That's exactly what Israel has done. They've bombed Gaza into oblivion and they've killed at least 35,000 people. And then they claim it's perfectly justified. That is not acceptable on planet Earth to behave in that manner. And for our world to be able to live in peace, and for us to embrace what are generally considered liberal ideas of tolerance and acceptance and so-called diversity, you can't just roll around and say, we're going to bomb all these people that we think are animals because we don't like them. We don't like their religion. We don't like their skin color, what have you, which is exactly what Zionism does. That is not compatible with human civilization. And that's why I've said that the philosophy of Zionism and the actions of modern day Israel are irreconcilable with fundamental human rights principles. And I stand by those statements. And me being attacked or called names by a bunch of Zionists, that's not going to change my principles. If you want to live in a world where you're safe, where your children are safe, where your community is safe, then you need to reflect the values of protecting human rights and human dignity across the board as universal principles. But if you run around saying that, well, this one group has the right to slaughter and murder and exterminate this other group because this one group is, you know, ordained by God to carry out these acts, well, guess what? That could be turned against you one day, because one day then some other group can say, well, God told us to kill you. And, you know, and how can you argue with that if you supported the Zionists? Because the Zionists have the same argument. God told us to kill all these people and take their land and take their resources and steal their homes. Okay, well, guess what? That's not okay. That is not compatible with sustainable human civilization. I mean, it's Israel behaves like an insane serial killer, actually just running around killing everybody and thinking God told them to do that. I mean, we used to lock those people up in psychiatric wards. Now, you take a guy like Netanyahu, they make him, you know, prime minister or whatever his title is there, the chief genocidal agent. And so the thing about universal principles is they have to be universal. So if you say to me that, oh, I'm opposed to the killing of children because you're talking about abortion, because let's say you're a conservative Christian, you're like, abortion is wrong. Did you know they go into the womb and they rip the arms and legs off the unborn baby? And that's cruel, and that's evil, and that's murder. And I'm like, yeah, that's horrible. That is murder, killing an unborn child. But then if that same person turns around and says to me, but it's okay to rip their limbs apart after they're born if they're Palestinian children, then I say, you have no principles. You've abandoned your principles. Now you're saying you support murdering children after they're born as long as they're Palestinian children. And there are plenty of Israel supporters and Zionists who have that exact position. They're all in favor of child murder, but then they claim they're opposed to abortion. See? That's irreconcilable. That's some kind of mental illness to hold those two contradictory beliefs in your mind at the same time. If you're against abortion, you have to be opposed to the murder of children. And simultaneously, if you think that it's the right of J6 protesters to peacefully protest against the rigged 2020 election, then you also have to support the right of students and academics to peacefully protest their beliefs. If they're saying Free Palestine or From the River to the Sea or whatever they're chanting, as long as they're not instigating violence, and almost none of them did, by the way, it was almost all peaceful, you know, completely unarmed students just marching and saying, hey, Free Palestine. But then all these same conservatives who were in favor of J6 protesters, suddenly they want the Palestinian students to be rounded up and locked up and prosecuted and labeled terrorists and have their free speech suppressed and so on. And again, it brings me to the point is that you have no principles. You've abandoned this idea of the First Amendment all of a sudden. You know, First Amendment was great when you were pro-Trump and you were protesting against the rigged election. But what happened to the First Amendment when these students were protesting against genocide? Oh, all of a sudden, they don't have that right? Really? So you see the silver lining of this current situation, although it is a horrific situation, the silver lining is that it's outing people. It's exposing people who never had core beliefs in the first place. They pretended to in order to get an audience, like Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, you know, a bunch of others, a bunch of influencers. They pretended to have values like freedom of speech, anti-cancel culture, things like that. But when it came down to it, they oppose freedom of speech. And they engage in cancel culture. Because now we see they're all in for the Zionist tribe, even if that means murdering babies. So they were never really opposed to abortion, because they support it now as long as it's happening in Palestine. So that's the silver lining of this horrifying situation, is you're beginning to see very clearly who is who. Who has principles and who does not. If you're in favor of Israel's ongoing genocidal campaign of ethnic cleansing and mass murder of Palestinians, then you don't have pro-human principles, no matter what you claim, no matter what you say. If you think that students who are peacefully saying Free Palestine should be silenced or brutally assaulted by police or rounded up or deported, then you don't have principles of freedom of speech. You are an authoritarian. And what's funny is that many people who are opposed to these students right now, they were the very same people who were screaming about the censorship of the left for the last 5-6 years. How dare these leftists censor all of our free speech, our pro-Trump speech, our pro-America speech? It's all being censored. We need freedom of speech. We stand for the First Amendment, they would say, until someone says, what about Free Palestine? Then it's, oh, no free speech for you, right? That's what we're seeing in spades right now. You know, Senator Ted Cruz, Governor Abbott of Texas, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, a bunch of senators, lots of senators, mostly GOP senators, completely opposed to the First Amendment in this context now. So again, they have no principles. They've abandoned them. All it took was a little bit of AIPAC money, and they abandoned them. Well, hey, guess what? AIPAC doesn't pay me anything, And even if they tried to, I would reject it. I don't want your blood money. Because I have principles. My principles are universal. I even agree with the right of people to speak, even if I disagree with what they're saying. And that's why that has been our principles on Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform that I founded. And I've always consistently said that we welcome people to come on and post videos, even LGBT videos. I may disagree with them vehemently, but if they're not calling for violence and they're not violating the law directly or teaching people how to build, you know, explosives or whatever, which would violate the law, they're welcome on the platform. And I've been consistent about that. People can come on the platforms and they can say all kinds of things with which I may disagree or you may disagree, but I believe in their right to say it. And the same is true on a college campus. I believe in the right of these students to peacefully shout whatever slogans they want, as long as the slogans aren't directly calling for violence against somebody. But then the Zionists come along and say, well, when they say from the river to the sea, that's violence. But those same Zionists, they use the phrase from the river to the sea. But when they say it, they say that's okay because God gave them the right to control everything from the river to the sea. So you see how intellectually dishonest that is? Intellectually lazy? Like, you can't say this phrase. When you say it, you're a terrorist. When we say it, we're ordained by God. I'm sorry, that doesn't fly. You'd have to be a very low IQ person to believe that. To believe that Zionists can say this, but Palestinians can't. And from the river to the sea, by the way, means I think it's from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, that whole region, which, frankly, Israel, since 1948 and the Nakba, Israel has become the terrorists of the region, terrorizing the native Palestinian people there from the river to the sea, and even beyond that. And so don't the people who were there before 1948 have the right to say, hey, we want our land back? We want our homes back? We want our farms back that you stole from us? Of course they have the right to say that. And they have the right to say that on a college campus. Now, you may or may not agree with their policy. You may think that, no, Israel stole it fair and square. Okay, that's your belief. Well, why don't you go on campus and say, from the river to the sea, Israel shall be free. Okay, I agree with your right to say it. I agree with your right to say it. Doesn't mean I have to agree with what you're saying. And that's the difference. But we live in a world now where everybody's lost their minds, especially the GOP, and now the right-wing groups have lost their minds. They've abandoned all their principles. They're not opposed to killing children anymore. They're not supporting the freedom of speech. They have abandoned the First Amendment. They've abandoned all their principles at this point in order to double down for Zionists. And frankly, I'm not part of that. I will never sign up for something like that. I believe in fundamental, divine, human principles. And I'm sticking with it. It's very simple. Regardless of the social cost or the censorship cost or how many trolls don't like it, oh, how dare you say this or say that or think this or think that? It's very simple. I don't have to go to some elaborate length to explain my beliefs. It's very simple. I believe in the universal dignity of human lives. I believe in the dignity of the lives of Palestinian people, of Black people, of white people, of Jewish people, and even of Israeli people. I think they have the same equal rights as anybody else. But they shouldn't have supremacist extra rights to kill somebody else or to conquer and rule and suppress or subjugate somebody else. They have no such right. Just as in America, the white plantation owners in the South, you know, in the 19th century and earlier, they had no right to subjugate African slaves. Slavery was wrong, just as subjugation was wrong of the African people in South Africa by the apartheid regime. Subjugation of the Palestinian people is wrong when carried out by anybody, including the Israelis. And just understand that anyone who opposes what I just described, because I'm describing fundamental human rights principles. Anybody who opposes what I just described there, those principles, is an evil person, a bad faith person whose beliefs are not compatible with a peaceful world. So do they have the right to be those people? Yes. I think people have the right to go ahead and speak and present themselves as, you know, racist, you know, Zionist supremacist mass murderers. They can, if they want to present themselves as that, that's their right. But don't think for a moment that they're the good people. They're the bad people. They're on the wrong side of history. They're on the, frankly, they're on the Nazi side of history. They're on the Holocaust side of history, carrying it out. They're not good people, and you should not give them any credence when they claim that they have values or principles, because they're demonstrating to you that they do not. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, and I support all human dignity of all people, including Jewish people, by the way, including people of Islam, practitioners of Islam, including Christians and non-Christians, even atheists, you know, including LGBT people, although I disagree with them, but I believe that they have the right to exist and they have the right to speak. Because again, my beliefs are universal. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. We've got several high demand products that are finally back in stock at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. Let me show a few of these. We've got pea protein back in stock. That's the only protein that we have in stock currently. It's very difficult in the supply chain right now, but we've got pea protein back in stock, all laboratory tested, of course, certified organic. We have our golden milk drink mix, which has turmeric and ginger. It's absolutely delicious, has amazing support for your health. Check that out, golden milk. The blueberry vanilla pancake mix is back in stock with, of course, real blueberries, not artificial. We have the pine needle nasal spray back in stock and Manuka honey. And on top of that, and by the way, that Manuka honey is laboratory certified and it's from Australia. We've also got laundry detergent back in stock. And that's not going to last very long because, of course, we have laundry detergent that has no synthetic fragrances, no harsh chemicals, and yet it still works. It's very clean. It's good for the environment as well as good for your own health. And it's good to have it on your skin in terms of, you know, washing your clothes in it. So it won't last long. I think we only have fewer than 1,000 units in stock. It's, I'm telling you, the supply chains are difficult to work with these days. So when we get these products back in stock, we usually don't have the quantity that we want and they sell out pretty quickly. So check all this out at healthrangerstore.com. Plus many other products that will benefit your health and your life. If you go to healthrangerstore.com, you'll see some of what we have, like this collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. It's very delicious. We're getting a lot of rave reviews about that. We have organic bee pollen, as you can see, the mini bucket of organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix. It's excellent storable food, and many other items here. Just go to our store, healthrangerstore.com, check them out. And remember that every purchase helps support our efforts to bring you intriguing interviews and information, as well as helping us build the infrastructure of human freedom through the free tools like Brighteon.ai and Brighteon.io, free tools that we're giving back to you in order to exercise your free speech and preserve human knowledge through our AI language model projects that are non-commercial, free of charge, open source. Those are available at Brighteon.ai, and all of it is funded by your support of our store, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. Take care.